What my father told me that evening was true in itself, and it also contains the germ of an idea about what a university education should be. But apparently, almost everyone else, students, teachers, and trustees and parents, sees the matter much differently. They have it wrong. Education has one salient enemy in present-day America, and that enemy is education. University education in particular. To almost everyone, university education is a means to an end. For students, that end is a good job. Students want the credentials that will help them get ahead. They want the certificate that will give them access to Wall Street, or entrance into law, or medical, or business school. And how can we blame them? America values power and money, big players with big bucks. When we raise our children, we tell them in multiple ways that what we want most for them is success, material success. To be poor in America is to be a failure. It's to be without decent health care, without basic necessities, often without dignity. Then there are those back-breaking student loans. People leave school as servants, indentured to pay massive bills. So that first job better be a good one. Students come to college with the goal of a diploma in mind. What happens in between, especially in classrooms, is often of no deep and determining interest to them. In college, life is elsewhere. Life is at parties, at clubs, in music, with friends, in sports. Life is what celebrities have. The idea that the courses you take should be the primary objective of going to college is tactically considered absurd. In terms of their work, students live in the future and not the present. They live with their prospects for success. If universities stopped issuing credentials, half of the clients would be gone by tomorrow morning, with the remainder following fast behind.